I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down, really. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
I'm about to take my time finding out how all the other weird things in this place cook up. Smells like corn.
Oh, I forgot he had like a bleeped out F word in his lines. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's totally an F word. There's an F word in the game now. Yeah. Even if it's censored, it counts.
Yeah, it totally counts, I think. Well done, Blizzard. And well done, Bo. Nice new intro. And of course, showcasing one of the greatest heroes in the game, Fire Batman Miles Lewis, also known as Blaze. It's good to hear his voice again. Certainly, hopefully see him later tonight when we play some games. Also, one quick thing. What was I going to say? In this one, it says smells like Korra. That's new. We've never had that before. Very
he
nice.
He doesn't really say the in any clean part. So, or not the, but is.
Yeah.
Is. I can't pronounce the word is. What is going on with me?
Is. Don't worry, guys. He's the perfect guy to be a DM. I can't wait.
You're ruining the illusion, Bo. People currently believe that all of these heroes have said this is core.
Yeah. I got to find this is, and it's got to be clean and make sense or not sound all too chewed up.
Well, don't.
It's already hard to hear him because all of his VO comes with.
Yeah, because
he's a fire guy. They just laid it on.
Something's always on fire with that guy, for sure.
Yeah, so I just said, you know what? Smells like core. He's.
That's totally fine. Oh, there's a dog in here. But
someone would say, "Hey, Miles Lewis, I got a podcast for you." He'd be like, "How do I cook it?
How do I cook that podcast?
How do I cook a podcast?
How do I cook that mother podcast?"
Is what he'd say. We love him anyway. Thanks for that. It's awesome. And we should dive right in now. Before I kind of get to our little cold open here, I wanted to direct your attention. Now, I don't want people at home skipping ahead. Listen to the show. We got stuff to say. But at the end of the show. We're here to reinforce a really cool announcement that happened earlier today. It's not like it's brand new. If you want to go read what's going on, check out my Twitter feed or any of our Twitter feeds, and you'll read all about what's going on. But at the end of the show, we'll get a little bit, right before emails, a little bit deeper in to what we're planning on and what you can look forward to this Saturday. Nothing to do with Heroes of the Storm. Everything to do with something else. So just stick around and check that out, okay? It's very exciting. Let me just say... There will be dungeons. That's all I'm going to say.
It's
pretty good, right? If you don't know what it is, that's pretty fun, because then they don't realize I just said the name of the thing. Anyway, all right, so I wanted to talk about Arthas for a second. You're thinking, Scott, why? He's not really a meta thing, or nobody's really talking about Arthas but you. Why are you talking about Arthas? And I just wanted to say, it has been since BlizzCon 2016, so two BlizzCons ago, that John and I were sitting in an office or a small cubicle detention center thing like they have with those interview areas.
That's what we do when we go to BlizzCon. We put on our work pants and we sit down and have a serious discussion.
That's right. We had in there a couple of people, one of which was Sam Wise from Blizzard's art department. He has been there since really the beginning of Blizzard, and right now his chief job is art director on Heroes of the Storm. And as had come up before we had gotten there and came up again in that meeting, there's always talk that Arthas is getting a rework, and I don't mean his kit. I don't mean his he's had little reworks here and there in that regard. I'm talking about cosmetically, because we are now well into the year 2018. Well, not well in. We're a month in. And yet still we have this squatty, ugly, scrumpy-looking dope, who should be the most scary dude in all of Azeroth, should be the ultimate bad guy in this game. And yet he's relegated to, hey, fellas, you want to go get the corn? Like, he's just lame. And it's mostly because he looks lame. So I just want to put it out there. No, nothing's been done. It must not be a priority. And many of you are saying, you're yelling into your iPhone or your Android phone or wherever you're listening to us. You're yelling right now going, Scott, this isn't a priority. They shouldn't have to think about crap like this. I want them to work on the game. And I'm with you to a point, but I do think it's a mark on the otherwise pristine veneer of Heroes of the Storm that he is still this ugly nubbin of a turd. So, thoughts, John? Am I up in the night? You were there with me. He said they were going to do it. They were working on it. What happened?
He did say they were working on it. But I don't think you're wrong. I don't think people are going to be weirded out by that either, considering, you know, we pop onto Reddit frequently to see what the hubbub is about Heroes of the Storm week to week. And first thing I saw in 2018, I was like, all right, new year, what's going on? And somebody was like, it's a new year. It's time for another thread about how we need a new redesign of Arthas. Visual redesign. Like, there's a community that wants him looking different than how he does. And I believe there was actually a blue response to that, kind of confirming that it's continuing to get attention, that they're probably not going to reskin him so much as change proportions, not like redo the model, but mess with proportions and stuff like that to kind of make him look a little better. Because I'm kind of with you. He's kind of got a tiny little head and everything else is pretty wide. But the thing that I always liked is when you go back, I don't know how much I actually like this, but I'm going to, for the sake of this argument, I'm going to say I like it.
All right.
When you look at the old clips and you see Arthas running around for like Blizzard Dota and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The Arthas model there drags his sword on the ground. It kind of looks cool when he's running. Like, he runs and Frostmourne drags behind him, leaving like a shower of sparks and all of that shooting out behind him.
And you'd like that back, is what you're saying.
Maybe.
Okay.
I was all about it when I brought it up, and then the more I thought about it, I was like, you know, it's a pretty important sword. Maybe
don't be dragging that in the ground. All right, Bo, is this all just much ado about nothing? Or should I not care so much? And why does it bug me?
It's definitely much ado. While you guys were conversating, I did a little research, a little unofficial research. Just search for Arthas in the Heroes subreddit.
Yeah.
And the top 6 of 10 thread results were about Arthas and his model.
Really?
such great hits as New Year, New Arthas model. Someone asked for Arthas remodel tomorrow. Arthas model comparison. Why is Arthas looking like that in the game? So the people have spoken, I would say, and they want him to look cooler. And I think ultimately has to do, for me anyways, is I just don't like his chainmail pajamas. It just can't help it when he's in the screen. I'm just like, oh, he's got armor floating on top of some PJs, some chainmail PJs.
I found a funny image. I will put this in our Discord so you guys can see it also, but it's cracking me up. It says the Lich King and Frostmourne. There's this really cool picture of a kind of a CG Lich King. And next to him, it says Mr. Stumpy and Metal Chump.
I would take that as a new hero.
Yeah, he just doesn't look as cool, and there's no reason they can't. He needs to be I'm just saying, I think it holds him back. I think there's a reason why Arthas is always sort of like, well, some of us go, oh, he's first generation hero, nobody cares about those now, or oh, it's these other reasons, or his kit's not that interesting, or he fell out of the meta, or all these other reasons. Those are fine, but I think that they're not real. I think the real reason is he looks like ass and they should fix him. That's all.
I think there's something to that, because I know the mecha skins came out, mm-hmm. and I played all the heroes. I mean, mainly Abathur, but I wasn't really playing Abathur until I got the skin. I'm sure there's a behavioral scientist somewhere who's like, who can study the propensity for someone to be turned off by a hero, but they get a skin for it, mm-hmm. and then play it more. Mm-hmm. Like there's some correlation between getting an awesome thing for a character. And I'd be willing to see that. I kind of have this with original Tyrael. I don't really like playing Tyrael because, like, he looks cool, but I don't dig it that much. But the robot skin makes me want to play Tyrael more. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something to, oh, am I going to play Genji, or am I going to play this, you know, ugly turd? Like, it's like an Atari character in a 2018 PC game. You're like, well, it's not, you know, it's got to feel cool. And I think, not to be too insulting, someone worked on it and it looks, you know, it looks decent and everything, but the community has spoken. They do not like it.
Yeah.
Feel cool when they play him.
Yeah.
And it's important. And I think that, you know, you might look at Firebat and say, oh, the skin's stretched over. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't look the best on the home screen, mm-hmm. for being completely honest. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. If you put a gun to my head, I say, yuck. But in game, it looks fine, and I feel cool playing Blaze.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Arthas doesn't look that great in the game. He doesn't look that great on the screen, and he just falls below that standard. So
he's just mushy.
And
listen, here's the other thing. I know that we're not telling anything Blizzard doesn't know. They're a company of artists, almost above all else, and then the mm-hmm. game sort of just reflect the art. But they know. And even Sam Wise seemed like, ugh, meh. Like you could tell it was a point of not, you know, they're just not happy with it. So again, I know it's not a big priority, Blizzard, but I would play more Arthas. Like suddenly I care about Rhaegar a whole lot because of that new skin. I really like it. And
this is why we need undefeated on him, and you got MVP on your first game.
Yeah, that's true. That doesn't hurt. I like him. He's great. He's really fun, turns out. And I just always avoided him because he was just like, oh, look, orc with a claw. Neat.
And orc that was with a fork.
Yeah. And I was never much of a, like, what do you call him? A shaman. Not really a shaman guy, really, in Warcraft or as a thing I want to play. And so it just, I don't know, he never did anything for me. Now he's a robot dog or robot cat thing, and that's amazing. Like, now he's suddenly awesome. So I think there is a corollary there between skins and gameplay. Oh, fries are done.
Sorry about that.
Fries are done.
Fries are done.
Yeah.
Bose, you're 30 minutes late for core alarm went off. It's
fine. You know what? Okay, just real talk. I get up at 8:30 and that's my alarm, but for some reason I have one set at 8:30 p.m., and I keep forgetting to fix it. Sorry,
oh, man. 8:30. I'd love to get up at 8:30. I got to start doing that. I don't even.
Yeah. So, but I wanted to say that this is why we need to have less heroes launched in a year. Mm. I mean, I don't know how their business works inside. So me saying they need to do this is like, I'm an ignoramus.
Right. I see what you're saying. I understand what you're saying.
But, yeah. You know, I'm just like, relaunch the hero, release less heroes in a year. Use some of that time to relaunch an existing hero. Because they got to do a lot of work on all the skins that it came with if they're putting new rigs or whatever the terminology is for how that stuff happens. And then re-release it with a sick new skin. Because, you know, most of the people own it. New players coming in. It costs like 2,000 gold for Arthas. But, you know, sell it with a big skin. Make a big event out of it. And maybe we'll get some sales. And also make everyone want to play Arthas.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think
and put the rework just, in with it.
They just evolved their skin game. Like, you look at the Valentine's Day Tyrande, And it kind of bugs me because it looks so much better than all the other Taronda skins, like by a mile. And I kind of feel like I have to play it because like that's where the good model is. But I kind of don't like the Valentine's Day aesthetic.
Right.
So there's that element of like, yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to just releasing a like, here's the 2.0 model of the character. Like, we know we've come a long way. Like, it doesn't mean that the other one is bad necessarily. There are going to be people who like it, but I don't think there's anything wrong. I wouldn't like go and tear down their gates because they released an updated model that was like just kind of a new version of the vanilla one. You know, right. I would be okay with that.
Yeah. I just,
so maybe we need a skin with Arthas with less clothes and more side boob.
Yeah, more side boob. Always more side boob on Arthas.
And then we're like, oh, the Taronda one. I mean, she just,
Yeah.
Well, I get what you're saying, though.
If I can't see the Frozen Throne, I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, forget about it. I would, all I would suggest is that, that this would not, maybe they're nervous because remember the heat they got for the Brightwing and the Murky cosmetic updates? People were pissed about that. And which I still don't understand. I think the new models look way better than the old ones. So I was all in on it. But a lot of people blew back. Maybe they're worried that there'll be big blowback for Arthas. He's a very...
Well, just don't replace it. Just release a new one.
Yeah, that's how you do it. I like your idea. It's a good plan. And they should follow through. All right, let's talk about what else is going on. There's a new hero tease floating around. And by that, I mean Blizzard's teasing us with this. I don't know how I feel about this, but it looks like, I mean, it's basically the outer crystal of where all the freaking demon hunters were kept, where Skippy Illidan was kept inside of one of these things, these little stasis chamber things. That's got to be what they are, because that's what they look like 100% they look like those.
Mm-hmm.
However, our thinking is, well, we have Illidan. Who else is in one of those things that we care about? I can't think of any characters. What we have instead is the Wardens and the, what's her name? Maiev, freaking, shower curtain is how you pronounce it.
My bad. I thought you might want the name Shadow Song, but I should have known you were looking for the name Shower Curtain.
Yeah, I was looking for Shower Curtain because that's what she looks like. And people are like saying, well, maybe it's her because she's instrumental in both the sealing and unsealing of that stuff. There's been some significant stuff in Legion about that. John loves her. Other people seem to be okay with her. I think she looks weird, but at the same time, they could do skins that would bring me out of that. So it's not, my problem is mostly her. My problem is 100% the way she, looks in the game. And I don't mean, this isn't some sexist thing. I don't mean she's not hot enough for me or any of that. I don't mean that. I mean, she's got like a trash can for a head. And she has.
I like that your justification for this isn't a sexist thing was a more sexist thing.
It kind of was. I probably didn't need to explain that. But hey, these the times we live in. But there's like a can on his head or her head. And then it's almost like a Mr. Potato Head can because there's the can. And then there's like a little beak painted on there with a couple of eyes and bad eyebrows to make it look like, ooh, inside there she's like an owl lady or something is what that always reminds me of. And then her shoulder pad unit deals are these wide ass looking shower curtain looking things, like those little mini, like the Daniel put together for his Halloween dance in the first Karate Kid movie, where he was dressed in like a little enclosed shower curtain. That's basically Maya's Shadow Song. So I don't like how she looks that way. I don't like her outfit. I don't like any of that crap.
It's okay. I've been wrong about things too.
Sure. The point is that's the current thinking. And so in all seriousness, she's probably the tease. Do you guys have any, I mean, we're now past the final character that was on the list of leaked heroes coming was Blaze. He was it. So anything beyond Blaze, nobody knows. So
was another leak.
Oh, was there?
Uh-huh.
Was it, Phoenix or something?
Firebat was next. And then,
well, Mal'Ganis, we don't know at that point. Yeah.
Mal'Ganis and Belial.
Which
the green, I mean, look, I think it's Maiev. It just, for some reason, it's just that crystal cracking just hit me there. But, you know, Mal'Ganis, Maiev, like green people, like people that they would associate with green are not necessarily, you know, not just Maiev.
Well, it's not going to be what's his other name you just said, though?
It won't be Gul'dan or Illidan.
Well, it's not going to be Belial. Belial's not. I guess he kind of did do green things, didn't he?
Well, he had that. He was normal. And then when you saw Belial's real form, it was Greenland.
Yeah, because
I'm telling you, I can just flat out see Maiev in the newest tease. Like, that's why I'm convinced it's Maiev, because I can see her. But
wait, you mean you can see her?
Not be the first time I have seen her in a thing.
It's definitely a humanoid shape. It doesn't look like a monstery silhouette in there.
And she's not trapped in there.
Near the crack line, you can see the white of the hair. You can see the arc of her ring blade in the front, in the foreground. Like, she's kind of crouched down and breathing hard. I totally see Maiev.
Okay, now this is interesting, because I didn't think there was any. This is how lame my eyes are. I didn't know there was a figure in that image.
Yeah, they've done two. The first one, you couldn't see anything beyond the crystal. The second one, you can see something moving outside of it.
All right, hold on. I'm looking this up so I can show the chat room. Blizz.
Can we
Heroes.
Put any weird filters on it to, like, get the outline?
I like that we all become detectives whenever they tease a new hero. Like, everybody moves into the movie JFK and is back and to the left. Back and to the left.
Oh, man, you know, that gate. Who was the reveal with the gate? Was it Garrosh? Dark portal? It was Garrosh, wasn't it? Remember that one? They were showing something deep inside the green, and people posted like all kinds
of.
Oh,
that's right. The first time I saw Maiev in a thing. Or no, I was thinking it was Lady Vash for that one. I was convinced of it.
Okay, so
my favorite was a Photoshop of May in there with green eyes.
So the idea is that she's on the outside. This may have actually been taken from that in-game cinematic where she taps on the either before or after she taps on the thing.
I sort of assume they would have used their model, though, their in-game model. But yeah, probably inspired by something existing.
I think you're right, John. I think this is what that is. It's fine.
Which is basically the best news ever.
It's fine. She's fine.
It's fine.
I like the whole warden subplot stuff. I think that stuff's really cool. I don't have a problem with this as a thing. I just want to have alternate skins, and they'll have them as a bundle or whatever, so I don't have
but
to
look
at that.
But you know they're all going to have the shower curtain thing,
do
right?
They have to, though. Can't they go another way? No,
isn't there like a Warcraft 3 look to her that isn't quite as...
No, that's when it was at its worst.
Yeah, it's gotten better, actually.
Yeah.
She's gotten less shower curtain-y over the years.
Because back in the day, it was like a head sticking out of a giant round... It was like a cake, and she had a little head sticking out of it. It's awful. It's freaking awful, and you couldn't take her seriously. I will banish him to another realm. You're like, yeah, whatever. You're a shower curtain. I can't take your word for it. And so anyway, whatever. If it's her, great. Let's say it is her. What do we want from her? John, since you're such a fan, you start. What do you want out of Maiev Shadow Song if we get her?
So I have been a fan of Maiev since Warcraft 3 because I apparently am not, like, terrified of shower curtains. I'm not opposed to them. And apparently I've welcomed it from the beginning.
Yep.
And there were two big things that she did in that game that I really liked, which was, number one, she could blink. I know that's a whole big mage thing now, but she was the first one to really do the blink thing.
Okay.
And the other thing she could do was Fan of Knives, which is a rogue thing. And I was so excited when they gave that to rogues in World of Warcraft. I lost my mind. But she was the first character to ever do that thing where you just spin and knives go out in every single direction all around you.
Okay.
And so if they get both those things in there, I'm good. I don't have any other preconceived notions. Like, she's just got this, like, when you go and you watch the new stuff in WoW, she's just got this voice where... She sounds like the angriest person in the world, but you don't have the baggage that you have with Jaina where you're like, you're supposed to be nice and you're mean all the time. Like, she's supposed to be angry and she's like poking crystals and like dragging her finger through it for no reason and just growls every line she has to say. And I dig it. I think it's super cool.
All right, Bo, how do you feel about Shower Curtain Lady?
I don't know. Doesn't she have some weird circly things? She's always been an NPC to me. I don't remember her that well from Warcraft 3, to be perfectly honest. So, I don't know.
You mean from weird circly things? You don't mean her disc thing, like her blade.
Her weapons?
What are they, scythes or...
They're like...
No, I don't know what you call them.
You know what?
Them.
I've been... Well, while this has happened, I've been staring... You know how you can mouse scroll in your browser to zoom in?
Mm-hmm.
I zoomed in really a lot on this, and I'm seeing the jacket, the coat jacket, like the it's green, the shower curtain effectively, and I'm seeing it has a white trim on the outside, but it's I think this is a profile pose, not a head-on pose.
Mm-hmm.
And I see like it's like a Street Fighter kind of the fists, like, yeah, I'm pretty sure this is Maiev.
It's got to be her. Yeah. She got the two fist weapons. They're more like they have a name. I remember playing a game that had these.
She has a distinctive helmet, and this the crack is very purposefully shielding the head area.
Chat says they're crescent blades.
There you go.
That sounds okay. Crescent that blades. Sounds believable.
Yeah.
Croissant blades.
Yeah, croissant blades. They used to make croissants. Wait, say that again. Here in America, we say croissant, but I know that's wrong. How are you supposed to say it?
Well, croissant.
It's a croissant. Good Lord.
It's a French word.
It's too fancy for me if I had to say that.
The correct pronunciation would be croissant.
See, I hate that. I want to punch people when I hear that.
On va y aller au café pour manger des croissants.
So today we've learned Scott hates Arthas, shower curtains, and French people.
Yeah.
And croissant.
I'm trying to find this in-game cinematic of Maiev.
It's linked at the top of the show notes.
Oh, you put it in there. Duh. That's where I saw it. I was thinking, where have I seen this recently?
I'm in a constant state of trying to convince you that it's not as bad as you think it is.
All right, so here's a taste of that. I'm going to actually play some audio.
Has fallen.
Illidari, avenge the master.
All right, so they jump up there. And they, oh, shit. They've killed all my men.
You bear the mark of his corruption.
See, that's so much cooler. She's a lot cooler looking than she used to be.
So yeah.
Still pretty she dumb.
It just looks like a big cape around her now. It's not a shower curtain.
Yeah. No.
Well, in Draenor, she was pretty shower curtain-y.
Yeah, yes. Totally. I didn't even think she had feet. She's hovering around in that thing. Like wheels. She had wheels in there or something. Anyway, whatever. She's coming, probably. And if she does, who knows what her kit will be. John's right. I think if she's got some of those iconic things she used to do, then I'm all in for whatever that is. Probably an assassin, you think? I don't know what else she'd be.
I would think assassin.
Mm-hmm.
I like the idea that it's not her, and we just spent a long time talking about Maiev for no real good reason.
Well, if it's not her, honestly, it's a complete mystery to me, because that visualization is completely her, and that, or at least that room, and there are no other like super famous non-Illidan demon hunters, right, that I can think of? I can't think of anybody. Who else is there?
I mean, they introduced a few for Legion that are named, but I wouldn't say anything that you should be like, oh my gosh, that's exciting. Valyra has her demon hunter skin. I kind of feel like that covers it to some degree.
Yeah, that's true. Oh my gosh, did you guys see the Nova skin that's in Overwatch this week?
Oh, so no, I haven't. So they put did in their
they did
Blizzard
the, stuff. Yeah, they did the opposite of what they did in Heroes. So they remember back in the day when they gave a Widowmaker skin to Nova, and we were all, that means we'll never get Widowmaker or whatever. There's all that talk about it. There is straight up a unlockable, like full-blown, it looks like Nova just standing there in her in traditional scout skin. It's awesome. It's really, really good. Really, really cool. I liked it a lot.
Is she blue still, or does she get skin?
She gets skin.
She's a white lady.
Yeah, she gets a skin. She looks like Nova, like straight up Nova's in the game. That's how it feels. And here's the other thing.
Oh, straight up Butcher's kind of in the game too.
Yeah, Butcher for Roadhog. Roadhog, I mean, right?
Roadhog. Yeah.
Roadhog is a full-on Butcher. And then the other cool reference I thought was, Iron Fist Sonya. Is that one's good too, but Iron Fist is who's the guy with the had the hammer? It was all
Black Hand. I have it open here now. These skins are pretty.
They're really good. This is like a tight release. It's super nice. Everything in there is really good. But anyway, and that new Disneyland looking Blizzard World thing. Anyway, there's that. Let's see what we get. We don't know. Maybe it's splood, you guys. Maybe we're getting splood. You know?
I think it's splood. It just makes sense.
It takes a year to make a Euro, guys. We didn't invent splood till.
I like the guesses that are written here. These guesses are great. Many guesses have been made, including Mal'Ganis, Maiev, splood, and Green Lantern.
Green Lantern.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It's clearly Maiev. I'm calling it now too.
I think John was right in the beginning. I think that's totally Maiev. Like, duh, come on. Who else is that? It's nobody else.
Yeah.
That's who it is. Unless they're making something.
We've been fooled before. Remember the door in that cinematic where everybody was like, it's Deathwing.
Mm-hmm. And who was it? D.Va?
Yeah, and Genji. Yeah.
And Genji. And they gave us solace by making a Deathwing skin for D.Va, and that was the best they could get out of that.
Maybe it's not Maiev. Maybe it's the crystal she keeps people. Yeah. It's the new crystal hero.
Just hopping down the lane. Dunk, 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 dunk. I'd be into that.
I am a crystal. What? Push me towards the enemies and I will entrap them for 10,000 years.
That's your first line go to. I am a crystal.
I am a crystal.
Yeah, you know they have the intro line? She's like, I am a crystal. And Rainer's like, that's nice, darling. What? Let's kick some ass.
What's her abilities? Her ultimate puts Illidan inside of her and that's it? And why is she
just Illidan?
Yeah. It just moves around and your ultimate is open the crystal so other players can put the enemy in and then close it.
Okay. I don't know why I keep referring to it as a her, but for whatever reason I went feminine.
Well, her name's Crystal.
Oh, I see. It's Crystal the Crystal.
It's Crystal the Crystal.
Just like Blaze is a fire guy.
Yeah, fireman.
Exactly. It's a little on the nose, but we're okay with it.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's how the naming works.
Splood. Let's do it, Blizzard. Finally. new patch today happened. Balance patch for Blaze. His bunker lasts a lot longer, it's got more hit points. So that's a thing. But also affected today were nerfs for Sonya, Sylvanas, Hammer, and Hanzo, and buffs for Valyra, Zul, Brightwing, and Tyrande. Usually get something pretty quick for a new hero, and that's what they've done for Blaze. I'm going to look at these a little closer here. We've got a health increase. I like this. Health increase from 1305 to 1435. Jeez, that's great. That's a lot of health. Just saying. That's more than 100. Yeah, that's more than 100 health. That's 130 health. No, wait. 100 and... Yeah, it's 130
that
health.
Was 130 health. You got it.
Yeah, I nailed it. That's test. It. I got it perfectly. Combustion, there is now a 0.5 second window after casting where combustion cannot be canceled. That's good because that happens to me a lot. Freaking F that. People are interrupting that all the time. And so I pick bunker just because it's not interruptible. Anyway, some other little tiny things. Any of these freak you guys out? Like make you worry about these other nerfs? Like Sonya nerf.
I think the things of note, Sonya getting this looks like a baby nerf. Mm. Usually a baby nerf heralds a big boy nerf.
Listen, that's when a mommy nerf and a daddy nerf love each other. They make a baby
nerf.
They make a baby nerf. Yeah.
It feels like a baby nerf, although it could be just a targeted nerf because I see it's poison spear, which is part of the whole build of one-shotting a squishy. So a little bit less damage on the poison. I'm still not convinced this will completely ruin her, but I still think her place. I think she just, there's a lot of advantages to her that this won't be the last stroke for her. Mm. And the Nerves of Steel shield obviously is a pain, but again, not the end of the world. So the biggest thing is a basic attack damage, depending on how that scales up. That could really add up to a lot in terms of her effectiveness, the way people play her in team fights.
You are right. Frequently, they will do these little tiny changes before they go and hit them with their big reworks later on. And mm-hmm. So I would say Brightwing and Tyrande's, like, did we really need the 80 to 82 change on Tyrande? Like, to me, that kind of potentially hints that something else is coming for
her. I think, yeah. Well, in Tyrande's case, because I've played her, I mean, you can really... she has high upside, and I think they're just scared. I think she needs buffs, but they're scared of buffing her because it'll be out of control. Like, there's that tipping point where it's like, oh yeah, boom, she's OP. So I think this is just a little nudge to see what happens. Mm. That seems like an experiment. Like, let's tune that up a little bit and see what happens. Yeah. Same with the Brightwing health increase.
Yeah,
the Sylvanas changes too. She has a high win rate. She is being played a lot, but everyone's in love with Sylvanas.
Yeah,
like it's hard to tell if she's unbalanced or they just love Sylvanas.
Yeah,
John, loves Sylvanas. I don't know if you want to talk about this or not, but you got.
I mean, I was going to talk a lot about it on the WoW show, but it's just going to make Scott mad. Look at his face. Just bringing it up.
I was so annoyed by this. John puts up this picture on Twitter before he knew what it was and thought it was a joke. Somebody was playing a joke on him. And it was a box that said, it almost looked like it was a joke because it said something about Sylvanas on it. But it had a sticker.
Totally different. Yeah.
And so I thought, that's just someone yanking around with John. They know how much he loves this and what he passed up at BlizzCon and all that. And I saw, he didn't get one. So I had my heart set on, this is a fun joke. I can't wait to hear what John finds in his little joke box.
It's not a fun joke. That would have killed me, man.
So he opens it up. Sure enough, it's that freaking Sylvanas statue everybody wanted. It is so cool. Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous of that thing. It's really cool. I got to find a picture of it. Hold on.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Yeah. So I know the reason I bring it up, John, is just because we did a whole segment on it. And I imagine it probably covered a couple of episodes of Azeroth Roundtable.
It did, because people kept bringing it up.
It did. The answer is it did. But Sylvanas did get some like little tweaks down, but nothing too basically, here's what some people want. They want Black Harrow to go away. I think that's their trait name.
Yeah.
It shuts off buildings. Like, it's the...
They want it to go away?
Yeah. Yeah. Because it feels bad. It makes your niche too niche, which is like, shut off a building and let your whole enemy team just run. You know, it's a common strategy at level one. There's a Sylvanas in their team. Don't pick a lane. We have to go wait to see where the entire enemy team, which lane they're going to pick, because they're going to be able to push it in. It's a completely, I think, unnecessary trait. Like, I know we have to be creative and make all kinds of different traits in the game to be cool and distinctive and different. Yeah. But, like, shutting off the buildings because you threw a oily dagger at it is like, I don't know, man. or some oily arrows. Like, not really. I think we can do better. She's more of a killing person anyway. So,
right.
I don't think it the mechanics fit her fantasy anyways that well. So let's get rid of it.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. In a world where she's a specialist and not an assassin, I think it's fine. I think it's fine that
she has possession. She's like, mind control is a thing for her. So I think they have stuff that fits her fantasy.
Quasi has possession. Not many people even take it. Yes, if they want to get rid of it, they're going to have to do something to avoid her being a generic useless character after the fact. Mm-hmm. But But that's like being like, I don't like shields, so I don't think Tassadar should have shields. Like, this is what she brings to the battlefield.
I figured something out about the Battle of Azeroth trailer. She absolutely wrecks that, like, catapult tower or whatever.
Uh-huh.
She totally used her Heroes of the Storm trait on. She went by herself and shut off the tower and blew it up and then said, "For the Horde!"
And don't forget that blue arrow business was part of that cinematic. Like, she's not, you know, it's almost like they've embraced her Heroes thing and brought it over to WoW. So it's dangerous to dink with her at this point, I think.
Yeah, it might be canon. They might not be able to remove it anymore.
She uses her Wraith thing right before she does the For the Horde thing to get down off the tower. Like, it's all in there.
Oh, my gosh, dude. These are still $350. There are people selling these on eBay for $1,500. Damn you. Look at that. Oh. That is so sexy, dude. And I don't just mean her. I don't mean like she's sexy. I already said,
John, you're inviting me. I want a wedding invitation.
I was shocked. I was actually hiding.
To do that. The website played. I didn't know it was going to make sound. Sorry, go ahead. What were you saying?
I was hiding from the box for a little bit after I got it. Because there was like this element of like, this is going to be full of socks or something like rough. This isn't what I think it is. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to open it because there was like that. I want to believe, but I also kind of realistically don't think it is what it is. And so I was just kind of in my room and it was kind of over by the front door. And I was just kind of staring at it for a while. Just like, I don't know if I trust this right now. I don't know if I can bring myself to do it.
That thing is something.
The individual or individuals who gave it to you are absolute angels.
They really are,
big
dude.
Big shout out to Avarik for doing that. That was, I told him, above and beyond.
That's insane. That's great. Bo, we're just gonna have to wait for our time. I don't know what that time is, but it isn't now.
I don't know, man. I don't want to person shaped thing sent to BIOS. It might not be what I want. Maybe just send me some dice. Dungeon Master,
yeah, get me some dice. You need some fresh dice. Those things are going to get worn out in the next couple of weeks. Oh, I got some dice, by the way. I'm so excited.
Nice!
Yeah.
So. What are dice for? I don't know. Stay tuned later in the show.
Yeah, stay tuned. We'll tell you what those dice are for. Well, they already know. It's not like a secret.
Moving on for some of the other things in here. Yeah. In notes. Valera getting some buffs to her unpicked talents. It seems everyone's zeroing in on that Geralt time to silence.
Yeah.
But I think they're doing a little bit of the old, hey, look at these other talents and abilities. Why don't you take them? We're going to make them a little bit better. So there's a bit of that going on. Yeah.
Seems a little soon after a reworked, but that's fine, I guess. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Normally you want to let that settle in for a while before you start trying to get people to take talents you just now redid, but it's fine, I guess, right?
And the Hanzo nerfs in here. I mean, I didn't get a chance to watch too much HGC this weekend, but I did see a nice little thread that, oh, and now we realize what HGC stands for. It stands for Henzo Genji Championship. Because literally top two bans.
Oh, shit.
Right now in top six. That's and they nerfed him a little bit. I don't think it was a response to competitive. This seems, again, like we're going to do a little nerf, and then we're going to do a big nerf. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Nerf. I didn't see any HGC this weekend either. I was so busy, but I heard Hanzo got his time, which was kind of exciting because it's a newish hero, like a real new hero.
He's strong. I've felt that they launched him and then they buffed him a bit, and that buff was like, oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, is it that he's playing well with his brother in games together, or just in general those two characters are OP?
I just think their power level. Well, for Genji's case, his power level is high because of his ability to dive and be mobile. Yeah. I just think that's still a thing. Mm. And I think his actual damage output is quite high.
Right.
And in skilled hands, you know, like his the range on his W is insane. Like it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, good luck to all the people who love the heroes that got nerfed, and to everyone else who got buffs, congratulations. And to people who like Blaze, congratulations. You like one of the coolest heroes in the history of the game.
That's what you should get. We need a statue of Blaze.
Oh my gosh, dude, don't even get started. I want every cool character in Heroes to get this kind of treatment for a statue. Oh, I'd go broke. I'd have to get them all. It'd be so dumb. Actually, you know what, just make small ones. Make little, you don't have to be 18 inches. Make me.
I like that Scott immediately, he was like, I want all the statues, and then he was
that pickle
I
juice?
Can't afford them.
Yeah, you want pickle juice?
I drank some of that pickle juice at Nurtacular.
Oh, you did?
Horrific.
It's
Didn't
really
Tom
tickly.
Merritt drink a whole bottle
yeah
of that?
he's an insane person, but like right now I just took the lid off. I may as well just surrounded by sweaty pickles. It's the weirdest smell.
Are you doing this for a reason?
If we drank it on TMS today, a fan.
he was trying to say he would have he would take a pickle juice sized Blaze rather than the size of Sylvanas you have.
Yeah, this was a height thing. I'm saying give me a Sylvanas this tall. Charge.
Oh no, yeah. I know that. I had heard you talk about pickle juice before, so I don't know why it was back. I thought like, is Scott just now voluntarily on the pickle juice?
Today
train?
We drank it because we had to test it finally. That's what it was.
Okay. So it was we finally got around to that.
Yeah, we finally got around since July, I finally got around to it.
So how'd that go?
It was terrible. I don't like it at all.
Okay.
I mean, actually kind of the flavor I like a pickle, right? I just don't think it should be so much liquid. It's like I need some pickle with my pickle juice.
Yeah, you don't wring a pickle out into your mouth.
No.
Stop.
That's horrifying.
Oh, yeah, it's horrifying.
What else? That's it with them. Hey, Heroes of the Dorm, they're coming back if you liked that. Good news, 2018, you're getting your Heroes of the Dorm contest again, including the fully paid tuition stuff going to the winning team. Fierce rivalries, previously established, although been enough time, you're going to have some fresh blood in there for sure. And it's happening on Twitch, not ESPN.
What?
Yeah,
I don't want not Facebook, you mean?
No,
they're
I
not
going to
just exclusively put it on Facebook.
I forgot all about that. I totally forgot they did that. Yep. I guess that was a bad move. They didn't get much out of that, I'm thinking.
Weird.
Yeah.
That's why when I read an article recently that Facebook was targeting Twitch for competition, I was like, Well, good luck to them, because I've already seen what happens when people go exclusively to Facebook.
Yeah, I ended up, I mean, I watched some of it there. Some of it seemed fine, but I'm kind of come around on this. That was like a deal where the Facebook approached them, they approached Facebook or whatever, and they made a little pact for the one time because Facebook was really starting to push live video. And now that's all over, and they're still doing that, but no one cares about Facebook live video except people who care. And it turns out it's not a bunch of esports fans, so this is way smarter. Just keep it all on Twitch. It's where all your other stuff is. Like, you know, as much as I'm not a big put all your eggs in one basket kind of guy, this is just going to be what they're going to do. It's also going to be on MLG.com, but I'm sure that's just a Twitch embed. So
probably.
Yeah.
It might be an awesome site because they do own MLG now, right? That's who they acquired.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That could be a really nice place to watch it. They've been doing really good on all their websites lately.
I agree.
Their websites are killer. In fact, I had to pull one up. I was showing something to somebody at work the other day, and they were immediately like, "What is this website? Let me see it." Because I work in IT, so they're all a bunch of nerds who get into that sort of thing.
Right.
And they were just like, "This site is awesome."
Yeah.
Blizzard does good work on website. Their web team is top notch.
I agree. Maybe the best in the business.
Yeah, they have a whole Heroes of the Storm section on MLG.com.
Do they? Oh, let's see here. I know they've been the Overwatch League stuff has all kinds of visual stuff on the set that references MLG. I assume that'll be true across the board when they do all their stuff there, but just looking here real quick. Oh, yeah, look at that. They got Overwatch, Call of Duty, Gears of War, all games. Ow. Yeah, what were we going to say?
It looks like the latest art. Sorry, there was an autoplay on the MLG site. I'm never going back. It was so loud. It just played, and I didn't know what was playing. It was so loud in my ears.
Nothing's playing for me.
Yeah, right. And the last Heroes of Storm article is actually November 6, 2017, I guess, which was the BlizzCon stuff. So they don't.
Well, you see one for January 22nd right above it.
It's got the Overwatch League stuff. Okay, so it's not Heroes.
Yeah, but they've also got they have a January 22nd of this month post. That was yesterday, right? No, 2 days ago.
Oh, so Heroes of the Dorm article.
Yeah, that's the one about
So you're not going to want to go here for your HGC business, just Heroes of the Dorm.
No, yeah. It's just an MLG, like, hey, look what we do. And plus, they've still got Call of Duty up here, Gears of War.
Gears of War is here, and that's like a non-Activision Blizzard thing.
Yeah, because it's stuff they were doing before the acquisition. They still do them. They have contracts.
Fulfilling the existing contracts.
Yeah. Maybe they'll keep, I don't know. I always wondered what they were going to do with MLG, and I think we still don't really know what they're going to do with it.
Yeah.
Because none of this really says anything about that, but anyway, we'll see. So anyway, there's that. I'm looking forward. I like those dorm matches. I thought those were really fun. They had it reminded me of college football versus NFL football. Had a energy that was unique. To the dorm stuff that didn't seem to exist in the HGC, and I think that's a good thing to differentiate it. So there's that. Speaking of HGC, it's back, and we've been swamped. I haven't had time to catch anything, but I heard there was some great stuff. I just haven't seen it.
I caught a little bit of it. It definitely, you know, it looks like HGC, for good and for bad. I mean, I thought they put on a really solid production in 2017. Mm-hmm. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't hoping for a little more, you know, especially like, look, we all know it's not going to be Overwatch League. And I think going in with the expectations that it would be wrong.
Yeah.
But that said, I think there was an element of me that was like, oh, what are they bringing to the table for HGC this year? And the answer is it kind of looks and is exactly what we saw in 2017. That said, the everything running at 1080p, 60 frames a second looks great.
Yeah,
that's a huge boost. So
I agree.
That was really nice to see.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That's good stuff. However,
I had one thing that I noticed that I wanted to try but didn't, but it's worth mentioning here.
Yeah.
Again, this is not super specific. I need to look it up, but either Korea or China had the ability through their streaming platform. I don't think it was on Twitch. They were streaming each of the players' points of view, and you could tab over to see what they were doing in addition to watching the actual coverage.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Which I bring up because I'd actually like to check that out, because that seemed like being able to tab over and watch players play from their POV is like super
awesome.
interesting concept. So
I wish it did it would go as far as eye tracking, so we could see what they're looking at any given time. It's probably that's probably so insane that we'd all want to die if we saw it. It's like
they're probably so good. Some guy's like in an argument on this at his cell phone, texting his girlfriend, like, "No, I love you more." It's like he's so good he can play the game and have that.
It's like looking into the face of Zeus. No man can withstand it. But I imagine that's pretty crazy. I would like to see that though, where they weren't like GoPros on their head or something like that, right? It was just like
no. I think it was just like screen. It was either screen cap. I don't think it was client cap. Actually, it's probably just screen cap. I didn't see it. I wanted to see it.
I
meant to make
a
point of going to at least check that out. But that stuff starts at like 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. or something like that.
Yeah, and you're just finishing your second match of Hero League by then. Bo stays up late to play video games. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, anyway, so this will be good that it's back. And where are we now? We got games this weekend too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got basically nonstop except for a couple of, like bye weeks in between here and there. So it's kicking off. Once again, if you want to watch some good heroes, it's going all weekend.
Nice. Well, that's very exciting. Now I'm going to play you guys a sound that you're going to hear maybe other times and other reasons. Let's say... how about this one? We've entered. Ooh, hear that? There might be rats in here. I don't know. It could be irradiated rats that have grown an extra head and are super dastardly. Oh, no. I wonder what the DM's going to do. Don't walk in there. Oh, no. That's some kind of poison coming out of that thing. And oh, we're all dead. No, that's too bad. Well, we did our best, but welcome, everybody, to There Will Be Dungeons. This is a brand new thing that is happening, and as a result, it means Nick Sepperty is going to be on a bit of a hiatus. Bo shouldered quite a bit of stuff with that. We may end up with like one of John's cool like trivia back and forth like we did that one time. Well, those a couple of times. Those were fantastic. So those may still come up here and there, but we have long said, I shouldn't speak for everybody, but a long, long time ago, I said to Bo, hey, these Nick Sepperty things make it very clear that you'd be really good at the role of like running a D&D campaign or something. And he's like, well, I already do that. And I'm, me and my friends play. And I went, well, that makes sense. Cause you just seem like you're made for this. We should do something sometime. Yeah, we should. And then we got busy and then we kept talking about it, but we never really pulled the trigger. And that was probably a year and a half ago or something.
Yeah. And then a year went by.
Yeah.
A year goes by.
We're busy, different things going on. Finally decide to pull the trigger on this thing. Here's what you can expect. Bo will DM. He's going to be our dungeon master. We will be basing everything on the fifth generation rules of Dungeons and Dragons. But John is in there. I'm in there. Kristen's in there. And Kyle are in there. Now, if you're like, who are they? We play Hero League with them on weekends, or we did until that new time slot got taken up with this new idea. And we're playing Hero League with them after shows on Wednesdays. So we didn't lose anything. We just shuffled them around. Now, before I go much further, and I want you guys to be able to talk about this, obviously, as well, but therewillbedungeons.com is currently live. You can go there and hear our character introductions right now if you'd like. Our premiere episode will be live right here on Twitch on Saturday at 2 p.m. Pacific. That's 5 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Mountain Time if you're one of me, if you're one of the mountain people like me. And Bo's been working really, really hard on this concept. It is those rules, but we've changed up setting. We're not playing in some traditional fantasy setting. We're playing in a horribly dry, awful desert future, Mad Max like post-apocalyptic sort of world, where there is magic and some other cool stuff. But it sounds amazing. We don't know all the details, obviously, because he's the DM and wants to surprise us with our story. But we've got these cool characters. You can hear all that audio right now. It will be live on Twitch. And then every episode will be backed up to YouTube as well. So if you didn't catch it there, you can still see the video. Or if you're like, man, I just like audio podcasts. Good news. There'll be an audio podcast thing that you can get on all the ways you get it already for your podcast, whether you're listening on your phones or your computer or whatever, it'll be available. So have I missed anything? I don't think so. Thoughts, feelings, comments?
I have two feelings. One is I'm super excited.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a lot of fun. I think it takes what is entertaining about Nexeprity and just makes it Nexeprity the show. Except it's not Nexeprity the show at all. So I see John's eyebrows go up. It's different. It's really different. It'll be way worse for you, but it's different than Nexeprity.
Right.
I'm kidding. It won't be way worse. Yeah. I mean, it might be. I don't know.
It could be.
Somebody else's rules, so we're already a step ahead here.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. I didn't invent the rules of Dungeons and Dragons, and we're not doing a lot of homebrew, so we should be okay.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I'm nervous as shit.
Don't be nervous.
And I don't know why. It's a new show, and it's not because I'm not afraid of, you know, getting up in front of y'all and speaking. It's just I want everyone to have a rad time.
We're gonna have a rad time.
Not gonna know how it's going to go until we start. So
I can tell you right now, let me say something I'm 100% confident in, okay?
Yeah.
You could completely blow it as a DM and we would still have a good time. And you're not going to blow it as a DM because you already know how to do this. So I'm completely confident in that, but even if you didn't, we are going to laugh. We are going to have great storytelling moments. I don't know if you guys have heard, you guys have, but people at home, Kristen can do voices. She's like done actual voice work before. She has the most convincing Australian accent I've ever heard. That freaked me out, to be honest. When I heard that, I went, whoa, what the crap? She's like a different person. Kyle's been DMing and playing D&D forever, so he knows his stuff. The most noobish person at the table is going to be me. You know, there's going to be lots of moments where I go, Bo, what the hell does this thing do again? And he's going to tell me. And it's going to make for a really fun time. We're all going to have a blast.
By the way, did you pick your spells yet?
Hold on, I can't hear you over this catacombs that we just entered. So I'm in the catacombs, and oh look, it's a what's this? Oh shit, it's a floor trap. What do we need to? Someone needs to roll for initiative. All right. Anyway, no, I went in. I haven't done the. I did. I changed.
That's fine.
My,
it was just for a joke. But you have 48 hours.
I'll fix it. I'll fix it. We got time.
Or 72. You have 72 hours.
But if you guys want in, please come and be there live. It's Saturday again. It's during our Hero League, our old Hero League time at 3 p.m. Mountain Time, and I'm so freaking jazzed. I can't wait to play. So every Saturday,
have fun. It's an original campaign. You won't find this in any books. None of your books will contain this kind of knowledge and adventure.
That's right. It's all new all the time, but we're using fifth edition rules. So we got our structure, we got our skeletal thing. And I keep hearing everybody, I haven't played since like third or something. So it's been a while for me and I don't remember a lot of stuff and I don't know a lot of the newer stuff. So there's going to be some of that going on, but also fifth edition is known, at least people have been telling me this all week. Fifth edition is known for stripping out the unnecessary and having fun and story be forefront and having the game sort of take care of itself in a lot of ways. I mean, that's probably an oversimplification, but I like hearing that. That makes me excited because I really want to focus in on this world and the story and these characters. We have drawings of our characters everybody's made. Those can be found maybe at the website if I get them up there.
Some are way better than others.
Yeah, it's well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know what Kyle's got some. I don't know what he did. What did he do?
Kyle's is great. I think he took a Power Rangers guy and modified
it's
him.
Really good. Yeah. It's really good. So anyway, I love your pixel things. That's one of my favorite things in the world. I've got to get t-shirts. We're totally doing that with your pixel design. But anyway, be there. Again, all the details, time, links, all that stuff will always be and be updated as they come over there at therewillbedungeons.com. Therewillbedungeons.com. And you'll remember
there
that.
But will
just,
be.
Just imagine the guy going, you'll drink your milkshake. That guy saying, therewillbedungeons.com.
I've abandoned my child.
Do that other
By
thing.
The way, go listen to the character intros. They all nailed it. But really I'm bestowing a DM inspiration on John for making his sound like an advertisement for a Borderlands video game. it's pretty funny. Special, I gotta say. There's just something about it that just hits me in this great way.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's helped me put down on paper a character that I've had in my head for a while, and I wanna flesh this dude out. I'm super stoked. Oh my gosh.
Ugh, don't say flesh and your character together. Ugh.
Can't tell how excited I am. Okay. But anyway.
He's got some gnarly business.
Someone in the chat says if you go to frogpants.com/TWBD, that'll get you there. That's true as well. But this all resolves with therewillbedungeons.com. So go check it out. We just got that today. Right. Well, that's that. One more little fun thing. Hold on. Oh, here's a door. Oh. Hey, we're in the door. John opened so many doors, he leveled up. Wow, that's awesome.
What can I say? I love opening doors.
Yeah, good job.
It's my favorite.
It just gives so much XP that, you know, Bo's really gone crazy with this custom deal. All right, anyway, there's that. Here's this. Got an email from Roger, who wrote in to core@heroesforyou.com. That's our email address right here on Core. And he says this: "Hey, Core guys, I was listening to episode 113, and you guys were talking about how to use Blaze. I picked him up and was having the same problem of figuring out how to use him most effectively. Well, I backed off trying to figure him out and dove into QM with Varian to let off some steam and was paired with a Blaze, and we kicked ass, ! I went Twin Blades because it's QM and I like fun." John probably likes that. And the 1-2 punch of Blaze charging in with me following was almost always an instant kill every time. Ended up playing a few games with the guy and we had some great success in those games. Now take this with a grain of salt. This was QM, but my feeling is Blaze makes a good main tank as long as he has a good bruiser or a hefty dive assassin by his side. Let me know what you think, Roger. We've had enough time with him to probably make a determination there. I think I agree with this. I think he's really strong, but he's not Johanna or Muradin all by yourself strong. He needs some people around him, but I think he can be a main tank. You just need some craziness happening with you maybe to sustain.
He wants everybody to dive in on top of him.
Yeah.
And stay there.
Right.
Like that's Blaze's happy place is, yay, I have friends and they're going to hang out. Right. Like that's what makes Blaze happy. And so I think if he has somebody there slowing him, stunning him, keeping him in place, doing a lot of damage, I think that's going to always be a fun combination for him.
What do you think, Bo?
I think I like the way John said that. About his happy place. The heroes have their happy. No, it's true. We don't often think about them that way. And you said that I was just trying to think of everyone's happy place. And I was like, yeah, there is a happy place. And like, you know, when you're Johanna and everyone's hugging you and you're like, I'm not in my happy place. Go away. I'm protecting you. Everything John said, as far as I can tell, it sucks being on your own when you're Blaze and it's fun to have people with you do crazy things. So,
yeah. I would go one step further and say he is fun on your own. It's just don't expect to just live constantly the way Muradin can live. I don't know. I've been able to do some crazy escapes though. Like even in QM, I can do some weird stuff and then get out of there. So it's not like you're, I don't know. I feel like there's fun to be had no matter how you're playing him, but I'm also biased because he's awesome. Thank you for the email, Roger, and anyone else who wants to email us, you can. It's super simple. core@heroesforyou.com is the email address. We take them on the regular, and we read them right here on the show, and we would love to hear more from you fine people at home. Now, that's going to do it for us. Before I go, or before I say the rest of my hooch here, don't forget, right after this, Kyle and Kristen will join us, so you'll get to know them a little bit tonight on Hero League. If you were never catching that on the weekend, here's your chance to see who these two guys, or who these two people are. And also, hey, a show with a girl on it. I love that, right? Diversity up the wazoo on this new D&D effort. So I'm super stoked about that. And we love Kristen. She's amazing. Anyway, you'll get to kind of hear them tonight. So you'll kind of know, what to expect when the D&D thing happens. So stay around, watch us play Team League, and then come back this weekend and listen to the all-new Frog Pants custom D&D campaign known as ThereWillBeDungeons.com. Well, just there will be dungeons. And then the .com's the part for the web part. You can go to that.
Good.
Well done. And it's not the name of the campaign itself. It's the name of our show and our group.
Right. We're still
It's not the There Will Be Dungeons world.
No. And we haven't decided that yet, have we, or have we? Have we settled?
We've batted around a couple names, but we haven't finalized it. We don't need to finalize it to start it.
No.
That's part of the fun of what we're doing. But,
right, right. Well, do go check it out, guys. We're super stoked, and we want to play bad. So that's going to happen. But we do want to play Heroes as well, so we're going to do that here in a minute. Heroesaswell.com. Just kidding. That's not a thing. I had to burp. Patreon.com/core show is our way to support the show. I want to thank everybody who's doing that, has done that, and considers doing that in the future. It really matters muchly that you do it. It is literally a way for us to keep making the show and keep adding cool new things to it. So if you enjoy Core, patreon.com/coreshow. Heroesforyou.com is our website. Links to everything are there. And you can find us on Twitter, Bo Schwartz, John Jagger, and John_Jagger and Scott Johnson. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Bo, for John. We'll see you next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com. I don't know why that played.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.